DuPont Company presents The Cavalcade of Music. The DuPont Company received so many letters complimenting the singing of Conrad Thiebaud when he was our guest artist on previous programs in this summer series, that we invited him to join us again. Conrad Thiebaud is here with us now, ready to join Don Voorhees and the DuPont Cavalcade Orchestra in a program of music by Cole Porter. Cole Porter, one of our most ingenious composers of light music, is at present in London, England. When he was told of our plans to present a full program of his numbers, he sent us this cable. I'm delighted with news of Cavalcade program. Shall listen in shortwave. Tell Thiebaud and Voorhees, am grateful and blessings on all concerned. Signed, Cole Porter. With this cordial greeting from Cole Porter himself, let's begin this DuPont Cavalcade of Music broadcast with one of the composer's earliest hits. He wrote it in 1919 for the musical show Hitchy-Koo, and its name is An Old-Fashioned Garden. Porter reached Broadway via Peru, Indiana, where he was born, and Yale University. He played a violin when he was 6 years old. And while he was at college, he wrote the famous Bulldog, Bulldog March, still one of the most popular Yale tunes. Porter had first planned to be a lawyer, but the urge to write music and lyrics brought him to New York, where he launched one of the most successful careers Tin Pan Alley has ever seen. Well up in his list of successes is the score of a musical show called 50 Million Frenchmen, which included this tune called You Do Something to Me. 5 years ago at the Ethel Barrymore Theater on 47th Street in New York, Gay Divorce, a show destined to be one of the most successful of recent years, both on stage and screen, opened to a packed house. In its brilliant score by Cole Porter was a number that Fred Astaire sang and danced to, Night and Day. Here it is in a special setting, sung by Conrad Tebow and played by Don Voorhees and the DuPont Cavalcade Orchestra.
Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrop when a summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating you, 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 night and day. You are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Near to me or far, it no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Night and day, day and night, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Night and day, night and day, there's an oath like a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you.
Characteristic of all Cole Porter numbers is their strict adherence to interesting rhythm. Sometimes that rhythm is light and ingenious. Sometimes it is heavy and strong. Right, the latter is true of the tune Here Now, the hit from Wake Up and Dream, which has been a favorite for 8 years. What is this thing called love? ¶¶ Just about everybody has a secret hunch that he could write the words to a popular song. 3 years ago, when the Cole Porter tune called You're the Top appeared in the show Anything Goes, and amateur lyric writers began dashing off parodies by the hundred, Porter was swamped with mail. Writing parodies for You're the Top just about reached the proportions of a national pastime. And here's the tune that started it all. Don Voorhees and the DuPont Cavalcade Orchestra in their own version of You're the Top. Continuing this program of Cole Porter music, we pause for a message from the DuPont Company. Bugs used to feast on Bibles in Peru. When missionaries first brought the gospel to that tiny South Seas island, ravenous tropical insects devoured the binding and the glue, making short work of the Bible. What to do about it was a puzzle. But chemistry found the answer. Thereafter, Bibles were bound in the cellulose-coated fabric made by the DuPont Company under the trademark Fabricoy. Insects will not attack book bindings of DuPont Fabricoy, so the natives of Peru no longer have their Bibles eaten up. This coated fabric binding is waterproof, too, so that it stands up under the hot dampness of the tropics. Life is almost as hard on books right here in the United States, especially on library books and school books, which must withstand a great deal of handling and abuse. Not so long ago, nearly every school book had to be rebound at least once in its lifetime. But when the original bindings are made of DuPont-coated fabric, that isn't necessary. Various types of DuPont-coated fabrics also serve in women's handbags, as furniture and automobile upholstery, as covering for luggage, and as the washable window shade material trademark Pontine. The plant where DuPont's peroxylene-coated fabrics are made forms the chief industry of Newburgh, New York. Of approximately 1,000 DuPont employees at the Newburgh plant, 351, or more than 35%, own their own home. Although not a large factory as industrial establishments go, this DuPont plant annually brings more than $1,750,000 into Newburgh in wages alone. Incidentally, all DuPont employees now work only 5 days a week, and the average wage is higher than it was in 1929. Making fine-coated products is a tradition at the Newburgh plant, a craft handed down with pride from generation to generation. The payroll at this DuPont plant includes 74 men whose fathers were employed there before them, and 10 whose grandfathers worked there too. Indeed, a recent issue of the employee's newspaper carried a story about a 75-year-old worker who at the present time has one son, one daughter, and four grandchildren employed at the DuPont Fabricoid plant. This story of coated fabrics and the people who make and use them illustrates once more the DuPont pledge: better things for better living through chemistry. Cole Porter has written profound pictures, too. One of his scores was done for a movie of last year called Born to Dance. In it was Drift Number, Easy to Love, which DuPont's guest, Conrad Thibault, sings now.
I know too well that I'm just wasting precious time in thinking such a thing could be, that you could ever care for me. I'm sure you hate to hear that I adore you, dear, but grant me just the same. I'm not entirely to blame for you so easy to love, so easy to idolize all others above, so worth the yearning for, so swell to keep every home fire burning for. That's the game, so carefree together, that it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me. For you
you'll hear that bubbly Cole Porter hit, I Get a Kick Out of You, from the musical success, Anything Goes. Thank you. in a row this time. First, Anything Goes from the show of the same name. Conrad Thiebaud singing I've Got You Under My Skin from the motion picture Born to Dance. And from last season's musical success, Red Hot and Blue, It's the Lovely. Lyrics and music by Cole Porter and played by the DuPont Cavalcade Orchestra. Indiana, who won Broadway and the rest of the world with tunes and lyrics that injected a new type of ingenuity into our lighter music. There you have Cole Porter. We're pleased to salute his accomplishments, past, present, and future, in the DuPont Cavalcade of Music. Here's news that is news. Next Wednesday evening, the DuPont Cavalcade of Music will be entirely in the hands of our conductor, Don Voorhees. He has arranged the musical numbers. He has written the script. He will do his own announcing. He will do some piano accords. Don says it's the first time in all his years of radio when he's had a full half hour to do with exactly as he pleased. And from what he tells us of his plans, next Wednesday evening's Cavalcade of Music is going to be something different in radio. We hope you'll tune in, same time and station, for this unusual program. It will complete the DuPont Company's summer series of broadcasts. The following Wednesday, September 29th, 2 weeks from this evening, DuPont will present the first in the fall series, resuming the familiar dramatizations of personalities and historical events of interest in the making of our country in the Cavalcade of America. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.